Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump and Joe Biden are making their final pitch to voters before Election Day. Trump campaigned in five swing states Sunday, while Biden was in Pennsylvania. NPR's Barbara Sprunt has more.
Trump addressed supporters in Macomb County, Michigan, a state he won by just about 10,000 votes 4 years ago, but where Biden currently leads in the polls. He defended his handling of the coronavirus and touted the country's economic success prior to the pandemic. Meanwhile, at a drive-in event in Philadelphia, Biden called Trump's handling of the pandemic criminal and urged Pennsylvanians to vote.
President Trump is terrified of what will happen in Pennsylvania. He knows the people of Pennsylvania get to have their say. If you have your say, he doesn't stand a chance.
In 2016, Trump won Pennsylvania by some 44,000 votes. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
While in Michigan Sunday, the president made a pitch for the African-American vote. Quinn Kleinfelder of member station WDET reports.
In 2016, there was a far lower than expected turnout among younger voters and people of color. Democrats are pushing to increase those numbers this time. But President Trump reminded a crowd of thousands at an open-air rally that Democratic nominee Joe Biden supported a 1994 crime bill that disproportionately impacted blacks.
Tuesday is your chance to show Joe Biden what you think of his decision to mistreat, abuse, and wrongly imprison so many African Americans. And that's what he did. That crime bill was a disgrace.
Trump has scheduled two more rallies in Michigan, including an event in Grand Rapids that was the site of his final campaign stop in 2016. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Vehicles displaying pro-Trump banners disrupted traffic around the New York City metropolitan area Sunday. Police say the caravans caused a five-mile backup on the Garden State Parkway and snarled traffic on the Mario Cuomo Bridge. New York officials say a federal plan to distribute an expected vaccine against COVID-19 discriminates against people of color. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Once a vaccine is approved by the FDA, the Trump administration is making plans to distribute doses to all Americans through pharmacy chains and doctor's offices. But officials in New York are concerned that the plan relies too heavily on the private sector. Attorney General Letitia James warns that could perpetuate the same inequities in health care that came to light earlier in the pandemic.
The audacity of the Trump administration to stand by and watch as communities of color in this country have suffered disproportionately from this virus, and then turn around and rig the system once again against them is hard to fathom.
James says the federal plan doesn't account for the health care deserts that disproportionately affect black and brown communities in New York and nationwide. Joel Rose, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. Tropical storm Eta continues to strengthen in the Caribbean. Forecasters expect it to become a hurricane in the coming hours. They say it's likely to pound Nicaragua and Honduras with potentially deadly wind and rain early Tuesday. Heavy rain is also expected in eastern Guatemala, southern Belize, and Jamaica. 10 people have died and 3 are missing after a super typhoon roared across the Philippines. The storm destroyed homes and croplands and uprooted trees. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports. The typhoon triggered widespread flooding and displaced thousands.
Super Typhoon Goni exited the Philippines Sunday evening local time, barely grazing the capital Manila on the main island of Luzon. Further southeast in the Luzon region, the storm made landfall, packing 140-mile-an-hour winds. Residents told NPR that Goni triggered intense flooding that filled homes with water and knee-deep mud. Communication is still out on the first-to-be-hit island of Catanduanes, which took the full front of Goni and lost 220 houses, according to the Red Cross. Regional authorities said 345,000 people are now being housed in evacuation centers. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.
Thousands of protesters marched in Minsk, the capital of Belarus, again Sunday. This was the 12th straight week of demonstrations, demanding that President Alexander Lukashenko resign. He's been in power for 26 years and was re-elected in August, an election denounced as rigged. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.